Today, 4th of May, 2020, marks the beginning of the COVID-19 Conditional Movement Control Order, CMCO, and we're just not prepared for the chaos that may ensue. For example, the Bayan Baru wet market in Penang is already experiencing a surge of customers with no regard for social distancing last weekend. The Penang Kini Facebook page took to their profile to share an explanation from an authoritative figure who is stationed at the market to enforce social distancing. https://www.facebook.com/1422465924657555/posts/27156981353431/. The caption said, "The lively scene, which was recorded at the Bayan Baru wet market at 6:30 a.m. this morning, the 3rd of May. They then shared an explanation by one of the officers in charge at the market who chose to remain anonymous. "I am one of the officers in charge at the Bayan Baru wet market. We were given orders to guard the market from 7 a.m. up until 12 p.m. Only two doors are opened, the front door for entry and the back door for exit, and all the entryways have been closed and watched over by officers to make sure that we can control the amount of people that go in." He also added that there is a special lane dedicated to the elderly people, pregnant women and the disabled. The officer then went on to explain that many people caught wind that all the doors will be closed from 7 a.m. onwards and people will then have to queue up to enter the market. To avoid the long queues, they're willing to head to the market before 7 a.m. "They have found out that we close the doors at 7 a.m. and only allow 15 to 20 people to enter at a time. Only when some have gone out through the back door will we allow more to enter, depending on how many people have exited. Many have complained that they are forced to wait for a long time in the long queue to enter. Oftentimes we were scolded and insulted for not letting them enter faster. We, as officers, are just doing the job we were ordered to do. Whatever is happening in this image is out of our control as these customers enter before 7 a.m., at their own will," the officer explained. "We reached out to the market to verify if this indeed happened, and we received confirmation. However, this only occurred during the weekend and the market has since implemented stricter safe distancing protocols. They lamented to us saying that this is happening because people don't want to line up. Authorities only allow 50 people inside, and they do not want to wait so long. Either way, people should understand the importance of safe distancing and not be worried about having to wait in long lines, thus jeopardizing their own health. After all, we don't want a repeat of the COVID-19 cases at Petaling Jaya's markets. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments section." Also read, "Andy scolds and yells at PDRM officers for kicking her out of market for not wearing mask." You have reached the end of this story.